Mariel of Redwall, Disc 5.
Chapter 16. Graypetch's eye came close to Packertug, and the sea rat's tone was wheedling, almost friendly.
Now then, matey, you know the lay of the land hereabouts. Don't be afeard of old Graypatch or none of this riffraff aboard the Dark Queen. You just tell me about all the snug little berths and cosy coves in this neck of the woods.
Packertug felt a little bolder now that the sea rat captain had untied his paws and taken the noose from about his neck. But he was quite nervous about the horde of grinning sea rats who lounged on the deck around him. This one called Graypatch, though, he sounded different. Maybe they could talk reasonably. Feeling naked without his blowpipe and darts, Packertug did his best to muster up a commanding tone.
There's not much at all in this region. You've come to the wrong place. Far north's where you want to be. That's where all you types usually land.
Graypatch bent his head to one side and winked at the squirrel.
Oh, is that so? What scurvy luck for us, hey? Still, never you mind. We've landed up here, and here we'll stay. Now, I'll ask you again, messmate, nice and polite as you please. I want somewhere with peace and plenty to settle down. Now, where do you suppose that'd be?
Packertug mistook Graypatch's reassuring manner for weakness, and he decided to take a firm line with this ragamuffin rat and his tawdry bunch. After all, the hares always did it, and creatures took notice of them.
Look, I've told you once, you're wasting your time around here. Up north is much better for vermin like you.
Still smiling, Graypatch kicked him in the stomach, knocking him to the deck. Looping a rope around Packertug's footpaws, he rasped out an order.
Haul away, buckos!
Packertug swung upside down in mid-air, suspended above the deck, as a gang of sea rats yanked him higher and higher on the rope. Graypatch shook his head sadly.
You hear that, mate? He called us vermin.
Packertug swallowed hard and closed his eyes as he heard weapons being drawn. The sea rat captain squinted his good eye at the hanging squirrel.
Have you ever fed the fishes, squirrel?
No. Well, what do you feed them on?
A harsh roar of laughter went up from the crew. Graypatch drew his sword.
What do we feed them on? Why, you, of course. Those little fishes be right partial to squirrel carved up into tasty strips.
He slashed at the end of the rope, which was secured to the mast. Packertug came down on the deck with a bump. Graypatch drew a curved dagger from his belt. Using his sword blade like a butcher's steel, he rubbed them together, putting a fine edge to the dagger blade. He grabbed the squirrel by the ear and brandished the dagger with a fearsome yell.
Start from the top and work down to the tail. That's the best way.
No, wait. There's an abbey not far from here. They've got it all, food, shelter, plunder. The lot. Spare me, please.
Graypatch put up his weapons and aimed a kick at the blubbering squirrel.
Air, ringtail, drip nose, take him below and put him in chains. Don't be too gentle now and don't feed the slug too well. When I'm ready, he'll take us to this abbey place. Ain't that right, squirrel?
Packertug nodded vigorously, his tears staining the deck. Colonel Clary, Brigadier Time and Aunt Rosie had stopped near the sand dunes to take refreshment and a short rest. Clary was lying back, voicing his thoughts to the other two.
No trouble so far, what? Long Eyes must have spotted the burnt-out ship a bit further up the coast. We'll patrol further up and camp on the jolly old seashore tonight. Might even try a shellfish stew, eh, Rosie? Long time since you've cooked one. If we don't catch sight of any bother by tomorrow afternoon late, we'll head back to Salamandastron.
There was a whooshing noise and a trident buried itself in the sand, not a paw's length from Time.
Ears down, chaps! Attack!
Throwing themselves flat, facing three directions, the long patrol started instinctively pushing the sand around them into a barrier. The croaking of countless natterjacks filled the dunes.
Dig your slings and stones out. Too many for lances.
Clary called to his companions.
By the left! This is all we need. That villain Oikerman and his slimy mob attacking us when we're out on a mission. By the right, centre, and by the cringe aisle. Show 'em.
Honrosy slung a flat pebble at a toad, charging over the hill. It connected with a splat, knocking the toad out like a light. She whooped.
That bagged the blighter. I'm pretty fair at slinging. I'll get that big fat rogue. You watch. Good shot, Rosie.